This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Democrats laid plans Friday for impeaching President Donald Trump, even as he's headed out of the White House, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying she had spoken to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff about preventing an unhinged Trump from ordering a nuclear strike in his final days. Pelosi and the Democrats are considering a swift impeachment beginning Monday after the deadly siege of the U.S. Capitol by a pro-Trump mob that shocked the nation and the world. In a conference call with Democrats, the speaker said, in her words, "We must take action." Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden is staying out of any plans to impeach President Trump. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Biden says everybody knows what he thinks of the president.
Not worthy to hold that office.
But he repeatedly refused to endorse growing Democratic calls for a second round of impeachment proceedings.
That's a decision for the Congress to make. I'm focused on my job.
While Biden agrees the president does need to go,
the quickest way that that will happen is us being sworn in on the 20th.
And the president says he will not attend. The first incumbent in more than 150 years to skip his successor's swearing in. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. economy shed jobs in December, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports employers cut 140,000 positions in December. It's the first monthly job loss since April, when the coronavirus pandemic erupted. However, the unemployment rate for December remained unchanged at 6.7%, as did the number of unemployed at 10.7 million people. The report shows job losses in leisure and hospitality and in private education, but says they were partially offset by gains in professional and business services, retail trade, and construction. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Director General of the World Health Organization on Friday said there was a clear problem that low- and middle-income countries had not yet received COVID-19 vaccines. Speaking in Geneva, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said during a news conference that rich countries have the majority of the supply. He urged countries and manufacturers to stop making bilateral deals at the expense of the UN's COVAX vaccine-sharing facility.
This potentially bumps up the price for everyone and means high-risk people in the poorest and most marginalized countries don't get the vaccine.
Tedros also warned that people must comply with restrictions and social distancing rules to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The WHO head said that none of us is exceptional, and the more people can break the chain of transmission, the more the world can avoid more illness and death. Iran's supreme leader has banned its government from importing COVID-19 vaccines from the United States and Britain. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Iran's supreme leader banned the government from importing COVID-19 vaccines from the United States and Britain on Friday. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei labeled the Western powers as untrustworthy and raised the possibility they were seeking to spread the infection to other countries. He added, however, that Iran, the Middle East's hardest hit country, could obtain vaccines from other reliable places. He gave no details, but China and Russia are both allies of Iran. Iran launched human trials of its first domestic COVID-19 vaccine candidate late last month, saying it could help the country defeat the pandemic despite US sanctions that affect its ability to import vaccines.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Tommy Lasorda, the fiery Hall of Fame manager who guided the Los Angeles Dodgers to two World Series titles, has died. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Lasorda had been with the Dodgers for 71 years. He often said, "I bleed Dodger blue." He led the team to two World Series titles. Speaking in 1997, Tommy Lasorda said he realizes baseball is a team sport.
"I never got a base hit for the ball club. I never struck anybody out. But I had the greatest guys in the world playing for me."
Among Lasorda's career highlights, a dramatic home run by Kirk Gibson that helped the Dodgers beat Oakland in the 1988 World Series. Lasorda later became an ambassador to the game he loved. The Dodgers say Tommy Lasorda died of a heart attack. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll be right back.